an excerpt from an interview with Aikido master Endo Seishiro Shihen, published in 2005, now archived on the Wayback Machine. It is known that when we learn or train in something, we pass through the stages of Shu, Ha, and Ri. These stages are explained as follows. In Shu, we repeat the forms and discipline ourselves so that our bodies absorb the forms that our forebears created. We remain faithful to these forms with no deviation. Next, in the stage of Ha, once we have disciplined ourselves to acquire the forms and movements, we make innovations. In this process, the forms may be broken and discarded. Finally, in Ri, we completely depart from the forms, open the door to creative technique, and arrive in a place where we act in accordance with what our heart-mind desires, unhindered while not overstepping laws. Sorry, had to pause there for a little cough, but thankfully it happened at the end of that interview excerpt. I first came across the concept of Shu Ha Ri while working as an agile coach in tech at a place that was moving from startup to whatever comes after a startup. And Shu Ha Ri was a concept that we applied primarily to software development teams as they go from the discipline of learning agile software development to bending the rules a little bit to see what feels best for the team, to finally the team doing everything that feels right to them, as long as it's in accordance with what they're doing, as long as it falls within what agile software development was. Please keep in mind, this is like 5 years ago now. Oh my gosh, almost 6 years ago now. So I'm probably pretty rusty on this. But this really got me thinking, reading the Rick Rubin quote about how to be creative, we need to break the rules. That rules direct us to average behavior, and that if we want to create something exceptional, then rules don't apply. The goal isn't to fit in. But I believe that before we can break the rules, we truly need to know the rules, to master the rules, and to be able to understand why and when rules apply and why and when rules don't apply. Yeah, really thinking about that right now. Pretty fascinating interview. If you're interested, I can send you the link to the Wayback Machine archive. Please keep in mind, it is pure web 2.0, borderline web 1.0 design. It's primo 2005 website, and it's been translated from Japanese into English. So it might be a little bit wonky here and there, but definitely a quality read. I think that later today, after I type up something that I am in the Ha stages of for writing workshop tonight, that I will probably finally face my fear and sit down with Rick Rubin, The Creative Act, or finally pick up another book that I'm afraid of reading, which is Run Towards the Danger by Sarah Polley. If you've read that, please let me know that it's safe to read, which really feels the opposite of running towards the danger. If you're running towards the danger of solar radiation today, put on your SPF and drink your water. Be kind to yourselves and be kind to each other. Thank you for letting me into your ear holes on this beautiful Tuesday morning. Thank you for listening. I love you all so much, and I will talk to you tomorrow. Bye.